This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. Halloween is upon us, but my favorite holiday by far is quickly approaching. Thanksgiving. There's nothing better in my mind than Thanksgiving. It's the only day that's still dedicated to eating and just spending quality time with friends and family. And someone who's joining us this morning, I consider friend and family, Cal Miller from Miller Farms. Cal, good morning. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Joey. Tradition, and I totally agree. The only holiday, it's non-religious. You don't even have to buy a new outfit. You can wear those expandable pants, and all it is about food. And even if you have members that are vegans or vegetarians, you have the vegetables to go with it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. I mean, there's the turkey, but there's always the sides that try to overcompass the turkey. But I'm 50-50. I'm a turkey and sides kind of guy. Can't have one without the other.
It's like life, exactly. Mm-hmm. They go together perfect. Yin and yang of the turkey world.
And one thing, yin and yang, you guys at Miller Farms have always been there for the community. You and the community work so well together, and you started this, the Thankful Turkey, and it's back again, bigger and better than ever. Things change, but, things stay the same, if you will. So the Thankful Turkey returns this year. Tell us a little bit about the Thankful Turkey.
Well, the Thankful Turkey came about last year. Taryn, our middle daughter, had an idea because, as you mentioned, you got to pivot business. And the food business changed drastically through the restaurants and food service and things closed. So to keep our mainstay alive and to help out the community, this Thankful Turkey, which were over 50,000 people were fed at the holiday time, Joey. We had committed to $2,500 for the Connecticut Food Bank there, Jason and his group down there. And that's how it started. It started out, you buy one, you donate one. People were community wanting to share. Companies, especially with people working at home, business partnering with these different companies, so people were working at home and they wanted to say thank you. And this year as well, we're using our business partners, and many companies are doing that or supporting the community.
That's the thing. It's the support for the community. I think it's, Thanksgiving is a perfect opportunity for something like this. And I love turkey, as we've talked many times. There's, hundreds of ways to cook a turkey. And one thing a lot of people, if we go back to the pandemic, a little history, we're getting more involved in the kitchen. It was nice to see people sitting down, cooking meals together, and doing it as a family. And I think Thanksgiving is one of those things that you need to cook as a family. Get the kids involved. Break out the old cookbooks if you got them. Cook those traditional recipes, but start new traditions with your families. And Thanksgiving is definitely one of those places to do that. So I'm going to delve into Cal Miller, the child, a little bit. What was one of the things that you loved growing up on Thanksgiving morning?
Well, when you say that, because ever since I was in fifth grade, I stayed home from school and would help my father. I was a head gizzard opener.
Okay.
So people cannot relate to that. But when you grow up on a farm, you work together. And I think that's what kept our Miller family food together, is because you work together. The same way you're talking about cooking together, Thanksgiving morning, we'd always get a couple knocks on the door that somebody wasn't going away and that they needed a turkey or they forgot to pick up a turkey. So Thanksgiving morning was always a fun morning to see who else might come knocking on our door for a turkey. And also, being thankful, we had our traditional meal as well. And it was always about just being together for the family.
And it's the holiday for families. Now, the Thankful Turkey, if someone wants to, like you said, to buy one, get one free, can people just, send more than one if they're able to?
MillerFarms.us That's millerfarms.us. U.S. because we're a U.S. company. U.S. is whether it's our with our natural pet food. We have always supported our country and, you know, the people within it. So when you ask about they can buy one, donate one, there's also our Business Partners in Giving, which is an awesome, awesome project this year, because what it is we're partnering with many kinds of businesses, different organizations from the Rotary to different clubs and civic organizations. You know what? I was listening to your station, and the guy from Tito's advertises and say, and he's been saying, you know, 20 years now it started. And I said, can you please mention 20 people about Tito's?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I would like, Auntie Cal here from Miller Farms, the Thankful Turkey, could you please pass the turkey word? That would be the Thankful Turkey. You could mention it to 5 people, whether they're your colleagues, your family, your friends, you're in a Rotary or you're at the Moose Club or church or civic organization. And then one of the main ones, if you're working in your HR department, they love this concept because of the fact they are supporting and making a difference not only with their employees, their company, and the community at the same time. So the Thankful Turkey, again, millerfarms.us. I know there's so much that goes on, and I love the radio, and I listen, but all of a sudden, you know, I got to take the laundry out or whatever. So the best way to learn about it, whether you want to buy one, you don't even have to buy one, give one. You can just donate one, which goes to the Connecticut Food Share, which now covers a whole state, and there's going to be a demand for turkeys because the markets are very strong up and product is short. And one thing with our Thankful Turkey this year, Joey, is we made a commitment because we had to book our turkeys way back in the summer. And as a family, we committed. We knew the market was going to be up, but we wanted to hold the price again this year. So to make it affordable for individuals, companies, organizations to be able to support one another working together. We've always done that in our town, involved in the chamber, the historical society, the brownies, the Girl Scouts, the soccer. You know, you've got your kids, so you're always involved in the community. So we feel very, connected with this. And this is how Miller Foods, Miller Farms, Oma's Pride, Opa's, we continue to have that same family spirit together and supporting our community.
And that's the thing. It's, you know, family supporting the community. Miller Farms has been there. You know, it's on Art Street, the beautiful house on the corner, always decorated to the hilt. You do an amazing job with that. I'm always in awe every time we drive by. And I mean, just tell people, you know, these aren't your average, you know, we'll say crummy turkey. These are amazing birds. If no one's ever had a Miller Farms turkey, you're missing out.
Well, you're right. They're delicious. And you know what? People can, I could explain and spend a few minutes on the whys of it. Again, they're supporting the Thankful Turkey Family Farms. With this particular Thankful Turkey, it is frozen. We will have our fresh birds, Joey, some local markets around, and all the big Y's are going to be having our Miller Fresh. Unfortunately, in Avon, because of COVID, we do not have our tent anymore. We're not doing any of the cooking demonstrations. But moving forward with what's going on, you've got to change. And again, keep your heart in the right spot, making a difference with this Thankful Turkey and what it represents.
And that's the thing. It represents community to me. It represents friendship, family, and food. You know, very close staples to my heart, as I know you also. You know, family and friends and the community play a big part in everything we do. So if people want more information, millerfarms.us, the Thankful Turkey. Buy a turkey, give a turkey. You'll help someone. And it'll make you feel a little bit better during this time of the year.
That is totally right. I love it. We all need that extra special love. And the Thankful Turkey says it all, supporting what you just went on to. And the bigger picture is, I was over to Habitat for Humanity, talking with the director over there, and he, it's called the Resale Store, Joey, over in Bloomfield.
Yep.
And one of the fellows walked by and he said, thank you for the turkey. He had gotten a turkey. And to him, you have somebody, that one individual that says, hey, thank you for that turkey, with the community supporting it and the partners in business that made that happen. So these people, whether it's the one or you're able, the partners in business are able to donate financially towards it, you're making a difference. And when you're sitting down with your turkey and you're, if you say a prayer or your moment of silence, you will be surprised at people that will come into your heart and that are saying, thank you. Thank you, individuals. Thank you, business and partners. Thank you for the Thankful Turkey.
Well, and we thank you, Cal, for being a great part of the community, because we all need a little love right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.